Ignite Your Day. I'm David Yanis. I'm your host, and I'm excited about what's been going on. I hope the shows that we've been bringing together with my friends have been a blessing to you, and you catch me today, and you might catch me tomorrow, or catch one of my friends, and they bring great anointing and great skill of the faith, and it's amazing to see how God moves on their behalf and how God will change and move mightily for them. I think the last couple of episodes we've been talking about different things, and one of the things that we've been talking about is that God will move strongly for you. But before that could happen, before God can move strongly for you, you have to trust God that God is going to do some things for you. And you have, there's three things I like to teach. And one of those things I like to teach is this, is that is that there's you have to be willing, you have to expect, and you have to have confidence that God is going to use you. When you have those three things involved, anything can happen. Anything can happen when you have those three things involved. Anytime that God has moved for me and changed things for me, it's always been because I was willing, I expected, and I had confidence. What is being willing? Remember the Bible says in John 14 that we have to, that greater things are going to come for us, that we're going to do greater things for God. Greater things are going to happen. And I believe right now that those greater things are happening in my life and changing in my life because I am willing, I have expectation, and I have confidence that God will move. So when you look at these things, what is being willing? Being willing is no matter what, no matter where you're at, you make yourself available for God. No matter what situation it is, no matter how hard you might not want to do something, you just want to relax and stay at home. It's the times when you make yourself willing is when God moves. It's the times when you make yourself willing that God changes things. It is the times when you know that God is able to do something amazing because you're obedient. Willing is being obedient. I remember this story back, my goodness, early in my ministry life. I wasn't married at the time, and I was just traveling and preaching, and not really even traveling and preaching much, just preaching. There wasn't many places that were calling me to be anywhere. And it was just a young evangelist out there believing. But God's power has always been on me. God's anointing has always been on me. And a friend of mine called me out of the blue. It was my birthday. And I thought they were just calling me to tell me happy birthday. You know, this is before the time of cell phones and Facebook and all these other things. This is the time when we just had caller ID. That was the most greatest technology at the time, caller ID. So I seen that my friend was calling. And, hey, she's a beautiful woman. And I was like, well, let me see what she wants. And she said, hey, Dave, I want you to come and pray for a friend of mine in a hospital. Now, I don't go to many hospitals because I haven't seen much movement in hospitals when I've gone, but I do go when God tells me to go. And I went and I said, well, I don't know. This is kind of like my birthday. I don't really want to do anything. And I'd rather just not go out there. And this is what's going through my mind. This is what I'm thinking I'm going to tell her. I don't think I really want to go. And I didn't. I didn't really want to go. But she said, look, I know it's your birthday. I'll take you to go eat something for your birthday dinner or whatever. But can you come please and pray for my friend? It's a coworker, and this is dire. They're telling him to go home. They tell people to go home because that's it. Just to say your goodbyes to him and go home. And so I went ahead and I went. I go to the place. And I see maybe about 20, 25 people outside waiting in the waiting room areas, and just so sad, so depressed. And I seen this chapel right beside it. So I said, hey, let's go to the chapel. And went inside the chapel, and we talked to everybody, encouraged them, led them all to salvation, and then said, look, we're going to go pray for this guy. We're going to believe God is going to change their lives. We're going to believe God is going to move their lives. We're going to believe God is going to do amazing, great things for this guy. And I went in there and prayed. Well, when I walked in, the wife was standing over his bed, and she looked at me, and she goes, are you the preacher? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She goes, don't take long. I don't know how much time he has. And I said, okay. She left. Well, when I went and looked at him, I'm like, oh, my Lord. I thought he was gone. I thought he already went to heaven because he looked bad. He looked extremely bad. But I tell you what, I laid hands on him because you never look at the situation. You never look at the person. You never look at the sickness. You look at Jesus. You pray the prayer of faith. You lay hands on them and you believe. You lay hands on them and you believe and trust that God is going to do something. So I prayed. And I believe I'm about 20, 21, 22 years old. believing that God will move mightily on my behalf. And trust me, I prayed. I've seen this guy get some warmth back to his body. I've seen his color kind of change. So I'm on the upbeat. I'm like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. I go over there to go give the people the good report that God is moving. And guess what? Well, the doctor's there. And he has his paper out. And he's going through the chart. And he's looking at them and saying, it's not going to be good. He's not getting any better. I hope you all send your goodbyes to him. And I looked at this doctor. Mind you, I'm a young man, older guy I'm talking to. I said, so you've done all you can? He said, yes. There's nothing else you can do? He said, no. I said, fine. Can you leave? Because this is the house of God. And I need to get these people's faith encouraged. And you just discouraged them. And he was mad, but he left. And I prayed. And I said, look, I don't care what that report says. God's going to do something for this person. And their lives are going to be changed and healed today. And we prayed. I left that place high, excited, faith really high, and went to go have my birthday dinner, went back home. But in the middle of the night, I started to worry. In the middle of the night, I'm wondering, is this really happen? Is this guy really going to live? Even though when I left that place, my faith was high. My faith was elevated. My faith was expected. My faith was excited. Just 5-6 hours later, I'm not that encouraged anymore. So I stay up and pray around 3. And I stay up and pray until the phone rings. I look at the caller ID. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning. And it's my friend. And like, I pick up the phone. Hey, what's up? Being cool. Even though I was like, I don't want to know the answer. And guess what? She goes, hey, David, I just want you to let you know that he went home. And immediately I was like, oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that he died. So when you talk about David, he's not dead. He went home. He's at home with his family. He woke up feeling brand new. Doctors released him. His heart was fine. God had healed him. I'm telling you that. Being willing and obedient will bring miracles for others and will encourage your faith. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. God bless you.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but 3 healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other 2 books. These are my first 2 books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all 4 products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and we're talking about things that will make God move on your behalf. And one of it is being willing. We covered that just a little bit on the last segment. And I want to talk to you now about expected. Expected to be used by God. What does that mean? Expected to be used by God? Well, it could be several things. And one of the things that I think that I really feel is when people expect you, not that you expect you, but when people expect that you are that man of faith or that person that they can come to, that you draw them in, and that God can use you, and God can move in great ways with you. So expecting, the best way I can explain it was back when I was in the Navy. I mean, again, this is when I was probably 19 or 20 years old. I was kind of not the official chaplain, but everywhere called me Padre or Rev or when they needed prayer, they would come to my rack, and I would pray for them, or I'd see them on the mess decks. Let me tell you what I used to do on the mess decks. I used to take tacos from one of the taco places, and I'd order a whole bunch of them, and I would go and sit there on the mess decks during the time we had duty. We're in port and we had duty, and I would tell them if they wanted a taco, the people that were on board, when you have duty, you can't leave the ship, and you have to eat whatever the ship has. And I told them if they want a taco, they need to have prayer. So I started my taco prayer ministry, and I would hand out a taco, and they would tell me what they needed in prayer and tell me what they believed God was going to do. And taco ministry started right there. Prayer ministry started right there. And I did that for several years. And so I got a good name there, just praying for people and being a person to believe. I mean, what else am I going to do but read the Bible? I'm in the military. Pray, read the Bible, spend time with God, do my work, go to sleep, eat, and get up and do the same thing the next day. Pray, eat, every day. It was Groundhog Day every day. And I read maybe 13 chapters in the morning, 13 chapters of the Word of God in the evening. And I would spend as much time as I can with God. And for 2 years, I just focused on that, on my relationship with God. Well, one day, one of my good friends, we used to call his name is Robert, but his nickname was Cat. And we used to call him, always be there, and he played wonderful music. I mean, he could play the guitar, and he'd play some music and stuff, and not all Christian music, but he was an amazing man, and he played some wonderful music, and very talented. He became one of my best friends. In fact, in basic training, right after basic training, you go to a school, and it's just a three-week school that we went to. We ran into each other when I was leaving the school, and he took my rack, and I talked to him for a few minutes. I said, "See you in the fleet," and you know what? A few weeks later, he came onto the same ship, and we became good friends, maybe even best friends. Well, he came to my rack in the middle of the night. I mean, it was past at least 11, and he just knocked on the side of my rack. I opened up the curtains. Not much privacy, but that's about all the privacy he got was a curtain. And I opened up the curtain. I said, "Hey, Cat, what's up?" He goes, "You need to pray for me." And I'm like, "Sure. What do you need prayer for?" And then he shows me his finger, on his ring finger, right here. He was going down one of the ladders, and as he was going down one of the ladders, his finger got caught in the ladder on the wheel run, and it got caught going down, and it ripped his finger to where we could see the bone and flesh. And I looked at that, and I said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" There's a man of faith. "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Go to medical." There's nobody there. "Let's go to the hospital." He goes, I don't have time. I just want to go to bed." I go, "Well, it's bleeding." So we stopped the bleeding, the normal first aid you would do, wrapped it really well. And he said, "Brother," he goes, "you're a man of prayer. Expectation. You're a man of prayer. I know that if I came to you, God will heal me." Now, let me tell you this. Having that comes with the responsibility of living that. Having that comes with the responsibility of being with God. Having that means you know that God is with you. The words that you say, my friends, shall not return unto you void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the very things that I send it. That's the word of God. I said, "You know what? Let's pray." I put my hands over his finger. I held it tightly. I rebuked the pain. I rebuked the flesh being torn. I rebuked it all the way to the bone. And I believed. And I believed that God was going to touch him no matter what. I said, "You're healed in the mighty name of Jesus. You're healed." Well, morning came. And that time I didn't stay up all night praying. I really believe that prayer was done. I even was getting some drink in the morning and sitting down and getting my milk or juice, I don't remember, and sitting down and eating my breakfast. And breakfast was probably the best meal of the day. And so I ate my breakfast, and I seen Robert Cat. You know, he's coming down the hallway, the P-way, and he's coming down through the side. He looks at me and waves at me, and he goes over there, and he picks up his ring finger, and he takes off his ring, and he points at it, just smiles. God had healed him. God had healed. Not even a scar was left on this man. Not even a scar was left on him. That's what happens when expectation is there. That's what happens when you just truly believe that God will use you. People look at you and want to see what God does. Well, you just trust him. Trust him that whatever he's going to do, well, however he's going to do it, it's already done. When someone comes to you with that kind of expectation, All you have to do is believe and pray. There's nothing I had to go do, but just believe and pray. So I'm going to believe right now that God's going to touch your heart. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, and we're going to believe God to just do some amazing things.
Hey, this is David Gannon, and I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Welcome back. This is our last segment. We're talking about a willing, expected, and confidence. That is what God requires from you if you're going to walk in healings and miracles, signs, wonders, see things happen and see people's lives change. You have to be willing, you have to be expected, and you have to have confidence. Well, I talked to you earlier about the willingness was being available, being obedient. Even when your flesh and your body and your mind says, I don't want to do this, but you still go do it in faith. You still trust God that things are going to work out. It's submitting this flesh to God's will, God's work. God's amazing, amazing power requires that you actually become obedient and do things even when you don't feel like doing it. The other thing we shared was expectation. It's not expectation on your part, but expectation on others about you, that they expect when they see you, when they call you. You know, I get lots of calls even today from people, and mainly family members as well, that expect prayer, expect miracles. And I gotta tell you, sometimes those calls are happening and answered right then in that second. Sometimes those calls are just changing people's lives over their airwaves, or even through the email, or even through a text, or even through my friend in San Diego. She texted me about her daughter Zoe, and she was going through some hard problems in her breathing and having a hard time. And she said, Pastor, just pray. That's all she put. She's having issues. And I prayed right there. I sent her a prayer back. She goes, immediately God started moving and touching her heart, and touching her mind, and her breathing started to relax. So expectation. When people reach out to you, they're expecting God to do something. But the last thing I want to talk to you today is about confidence. Having confidence that God is able to do what God says he is able to do with you, no matter what. Know that you're called. Know that you're blessed. Know that you're moving in God's power. That's confidence. I have no problem with understanding God's call. No problem with knowing that God's called me. I've never felt inferior or miracles are happening at one end of the church and not on my end. I never think about it. I've learned to know that God's gift and calling is on me. I've learned to know that he is with me regardless of what's happening in front of me. That his anointing is powered by faith. And I trust that when I pray for people, things are going to change. I trust when I pray for people, lives are going to change. I trust when I change and I pray for people that those miracles are going to happen, whether I see them right now then or they happen tomorrow. I got to tell you, a lot of them have happened tomorrow. In my early ministry, many, many people were healed the next day. Many, many people were healed, not at the service, but the next day. There's this guy in Louisiana, I remember, I prayed. He was just sitting there. He was cheering me on. He was excited about what God was doing. But he just sat there. He never came up for prayer because his back hurt. So the pastor, Jack, asked me to go pray for him. So I go over there and I go pray for him. And as I go lay hands on him, he tells me he has back surgery in the morning. And he don't know if God can work in the next 8 hours or 12 hours, but he sure hopes he can. So I laid hands on him and prayed. Well, I get a call, text from Jack saying that we're not going to make breakfast, we'll make lunch if that's fine. I'm like, yeah, he's up to come up at the church. I was like, oh, that's fine. You know, if you know me and I'm traveling, I'd rather sleep than eat breakfast and go get a good lunch. Because it's just, I need the rest. My body's tired after praying for so many people. So I always need the rest. So that was fine. Well, at lunch, he tells me what came up was they couldn't find the elderly man that I prayed for that night. He was supposed to be at surgery. He never showed up. So when he never showed up, they were worried. So they sent a little search party up between the church and looking for him, trying to find him. What do you know? When they finally came back to the house to that man's house to regroup and see if anyone else has another found him or there's a better plan to get him, that they found this guy taking mulch off the back of his bed of his truck and carrying that mulch and dropping it in the garden. And the pastor's like, hey man, wait, why weren't you at your surgery? Because I don't need it. God healed my back this morning. I woke up completely healed. God touched me. And I'm making a garden. I had to finish this garden. I told the Lord, my back is healed. I'm going to finish that garden for you. And that's what I'm going to do. So grab a bag. And he told the pastor to grab one of the mulch bags and follow him. You see, that's what God does. That's how God does it. That's how God moves on your behalf. That's how God will always make things happen. Is you just have confidence that God is with you. Confidence. So I've seen a lot of those kind of miracles. I've had a lot of confidence in working and walking in God's ways. And one of the confidence ones was this young lady at this church when I was growing up in ministry still. My brother-in-law was preaching, and they asked me to, after he preached, they asked us to all come up front, all the ministers to come up front. I didn't want to come up front. I didn't need to. I didn't need no validation. I'm fine. But if God was, again, being obedient, being expected, you work in the miracle ministry, you have to be obedient and expected. And you have to have the confidence that God's called you to do what he's called you to do. So I went over there and stood in the corner all by myself and just stood there. And this lady came up, asked me to pray. Now the other lines, let me tell you this, were like, they were having revival. People were hitting the floor. People were getting delivered. People were getting touched over here in these other lines. I'm all the way on this side and I'm praying for people. Well, finally the lady just tells me that she wants me to pray for her. And I'm like, well, hey, why don't you go to one of those lines? They're doing pretty good. And she said, no. She goes, those lines are too big and I have to work in the morning. So I prayed for her. I said, what do you need? She says, unspoken. I said, fine. So I prayed an unspoken prayer. I just said, Lord, bless her, heal her, touch her, make my sister straight. In Jesus' name, amen. Very simple, very quick. And she looked at me. That's it. I was like, yes, that's it. That's what I got. I mean, you're not giving me much to work with. You're not telling me what you need. So she stormed off angry. But in the car, she said, Lord, this man, I don't even know if he's a preacher, but I believe that whatever he says, Father, I just trust and receive it. So her anger went to the side, and she received faith. Well, so 6 months later, I'm at my sister's wedding. She finally was getting married with this dude, and we're over there excited that, you know, it's happening. And I did the toast, and I'm going back to my table. And then this lady that was that I prayed for at that service, the one person I prayed for when everyone else is getting, you know, several dozens in line, and the one person I prayed for came up to me. She said, you know what happened? I go, no, tell me what happened. I was so mad at you. But then in the car, I forgave you, and I asked God to forgive me, and I received your prayer. It's like, well, good. She goes, do you know what happened? I go, no. She goes, ever since I was a child, I had to lay on my stomach and crawl like a soldier to the bathroom to get ready. And I had basically a pulley system that I would pull me up. And my feet were like this, she said. Well, like this, yeah, like this. Both her feet were like that. She said, but the day after you prayed for me, I was brushing my teeth and I realized I walked to the bathroom on my own. I looked down at my feet, I spit out the toothpaste, and God had taken my feet like this and made them normal. You see, that's what God does. That's what God does. Confidence. What if I didn't have no confidence to go stand up there and I just, no, not me. Confidence that God's called you. Confidence that God is going to use you. Confidence that he is moving mightily on your behalf. Confidence that you're used by God and moved by God. When you have confidence, you speak words of faith. When you have confidence, you declare what God tells you to declare. When you have confidence, you're able to take this word of God and use it for anything God calls you to use it for. I'm telling you right now, God is able to move. In Africa, there was this lady, I was praying and I was laying hands on people. You know, and I stopped where she was at. I didn't even touch her. I said, you're healed. And I kept going. Well, when she was walking home, she told her friend, I don't know why this man of God said I'm healed. I'm not even sick. And the lady's like, well, maybe God seen something. God showed up something that you don't even know. She goes, how do I know? I know if I was sick. So she went home. When she came back, When she, well, when she woke up in the morning, she called her friends, and her friend's like, hey, it's kind of early, what's wrong? She said, I'm healed. She goes, I thought you weren't sick. She goes, let me tell you what happened. Ever since I was a little girl, I would wake up in fetal position for 20 minutes until my body was released. I don't have a husband. I don't know my parents. I was always slept alone. I thought that was normal. But the night after the man of God prayed for me, this morning, I woke up and got right out of bed. You see, there was a spirit on her, and it was oppressing her and holding her, and she didn't even know it. But isn't that God? Isn't that God? Having confidence to do God's work. Expected to do God's work. Willing to do God's work. That's what God requires. Amen. Well, God bless you. We'll catch you next time on Ignite Your Day. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to you, and we pray that God will move greatly on your behalf. Amen. God bless you.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives.